Hello and welcome back to another episode of the You Don't Say podcast. I am your host, Christopher Olson. As always, thank you again for all the shares, the tweets, the retweets, the likes, the unlikes, the thumbs down. I don't really care. I like traction. That's what I'm about. So, no, thank you again. It means a lot. So, back with another episode. I know it has been a bit, but that's okay. Things have been busy, which has been good. I'll self-plug myself before we get kicked off. I will be at Kristen's River Walk on 420. April 20th, I will be there with, Jake Shane, who is my guest, one of my guests on this, along with Nathan Metz. They're both my guests. Yeah, what the hell, we're both there. Along with Tyler Sitar, who you've heard on this podcast, and Sean Patrick Moore, along with Brooke Whitehead, who is another great up-and-coming youngster, if you will. I like using the term youngster just because I never thought I'd ever use the damn term. But these guys are 20-somethings. I'm just about old enough to be their father. Actually, no. I'm sure I could have spent some time with their mom in my younger days. That's completely horseshit. That doesn't make any sense. Because I'm not a ladies guy. Anyway, I do sit down this episode with Jake Shane and Nathan Metz. Nathan is he's about to have a fair promotion within the National Guard, as well. Jake is a college graduate from the University of Whitewater, Wisconsin. We sent out a couple of plugs to name dropping, in a sense, to a number of different people through this episode, and we talk about places where those two had started, as well as then meeting myself. We name dropped the Skyline Comedy Cafe. Tyler Sitar, that's a terrible name drop, but no, I'm kidding. Greg Willett, who's been a nice mentor and a good friend to all of us, as well as the Green Room Lounge in De Pere, Wisconsin, as well as Lisa's at Lakeside in Hatley, Wisconsin. Also have, we've all done some shows at the Skyline Comedy Club, and Jake just recently off a nice set that he had at Laugh Fest in Michigan, East Lansing, Michigan. So he had a blast, and good for him. So I will let this then speak for the rest of itself, and let you listen in on these two fellas talk to me about comedy. And really, this is us just sort of riffing. We're just having a good time, as we always do. I love these guys. They're a blast to hang out with and work with. And they sleep at my house a lot, which is fun. It's neat. We put on the pajamas. We put on some Dawson's Creek. We make some popcorn. We have some chocolate milk. We cuddle. That's completely rubbish. It's not true. But you can imagine. Anyway, please enjoy my conversation with Jake Shane and Nathan Metz.
Bro, 15 minutes of advertisements, and then he'll do another 15 minutes of him shooting some BS with his
which
wife.
I don't mind if you kick things off, just talking about, the guest, even plugging the people who pay the bills, but Jesus, when it goes 20 minutes,
Kreischer does a hot 30 minutes of an intro, and all I'm trying to hear is, Soda or Big J, whoever's on. So I want to hear them, obviously, and him and his wife are just gamming at each other, but he's got a good wife. She gives him some shit. It's good.
She seems like it. She seems all right.
Wait, are we going to do... do we have any sponsors? Can I make one up?
go ahead and make one up.
Brought to you tonight by Yahtzee, the dice rolling game that doesn't result in you getting a free drink. Yahtzee. Fun for the family, unless you're a family of drunks.
This is your PG turn?
Yeah, that's my PG turn.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah.
PC Nate. I paid for the explicit stamp for a reason.
You know what? Fuck Yahtzee, okay? We're done with this.
It's even better. Fuck Yahtzee.
It's brought to you by whatever Yahtzee's competitor is.
Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders. Fucking.
What actually would be a competition of Yahtzee, I wonder?
Bar dice is the only thing I could think of.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Dungeons and Dragons is a bunch of nerds rolling dice. So.
Yeah. Maybe Craps. Maybe Craps would be.
Okay, yeah. Craps.
Brought
sure.
to you by Craps, which was what I had when I had the flu.
roll the dice and some chicken. Did not pan well at all.
Yeah, you know, you make a valid point before. All the Tysons do kind of suck.
Yeah, here we go. Even are we going back to the Tysons?
Well, I just remembered. That was a pretty good point. All the Tysons suck.
They all suck.
They all suck.
Now, like prime Mike Tyson, no.
That was, yeah.
Now, yeah, now that he's trying to be the Hangover or whatever. When he got Fat Tyson sucked.
Did you see his one-man special, the show that he did?
Mike?
Yeah.
No.
Was it just him hitting himself?
No, it was just him, you know, lisping through his entire life, which I found that interesting. I did find it interesting, like the information he was giving off, but it really wasn't.
Lisping through my entire life is what I do when I get too drunk at the bar and I start slurring. I'll just tell everybody my story.
No, but I think Spike Lee produced it or directed it. I can't recall. So I had high hopes, of course. And when I actually saw the product, it was like watching your sets. So just majorly disappointing.
Oh, man.
Wishing I was young again.
Not well put together.
Remembering the good
sucked.
Old days.
Yeah.
Why is he starting making? Why is he making fun of little people now? Why is this? I thought he was the army. I thought that was his shtick.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You've got to change gears. Yeah. Yeah. The army thing. Yeah. Well. I've been recording here. You know. So screw it. So tell everybody listening. You know, all three people that are going to listen to this. Tell everyone who you are. Jake, you can go first.
I'm Jake.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jake Shane. From little north of Green Bay, so...
Yeah.
Know you guys for about a year now.
That's right. Nice.
That's your intro, that's like... That's all you got. Your most interesting thing about Jake is he's from north of Green Bay.
I can't set my expectations too high, because if I don't come through, then they're going to be disappointed.
It's a shocking icebreaker. I can't believe you're not slinging more puss than you are. I mean,
oh, no, man, I'm just swimming right now.
Right. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. That was actually something I was working on because I went to a medium, and my mom's really big into mediums.
Did you really?
I swear to God.
I thought you were meeting like your shirt size, and I was like, "There's no way."
Oh, there's no way. No, that would be me. That's the only medium thing that fits me is a blizzard. But
my mom's really big into mediums. She wanted me to go to a medium, so I did just to humor her. And they read your palms. So like this line right here, I guess, is the longevity.
Oh yeah, you're showing us the line on this audio format.
Yeah. Well, for the people listening, if you look at your thumb, there is a curved line right by your thumb that apparently dictates how long you're going to live. And she's like, "Well, you have really smooth hands. You know, that means you have a really good relationship, a long relationship." Said, "Well, first of all, it's called lotion."
Okay. And
by judging
the
from
opposite.
The amount of lotion on my hands, you should be able to know it's not going that well. Ditzy bitch.
you dumb broad. Medium my ass. You're a small. You're nothing. Like God.
Living large. But it was, we started watching, my mom trying to get me to the Long Island medium. I don't know if you guys have seen
that. Yeah.
So that's where this all stemmed from, that lady out east who tries to do the readings. And I hate that show because she'll always walk in and she'll ask the most generic, depressing question. Like she'll walk into some soul food kitchen with all these black people working. She'll be like, "All right, whose friend is dead?" I'm getting that feeling. And they all raise their hands.
Everyone there is asking which one.
Yeah, I'm getting a Ricky. I'm Ricky. Nope, that's
Yo,
Boys
that's
in the
my
Hood.
Friend D Dot.
Yeah. Pookie from New Jack City.
Man, Booger's talking to you. What's up, Boog? That's my boy Boog.
All right.
That's great.
Oh, that medium shit. Oh. Right. I don't know if you guys believe in it. I just don't.
No,
no.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Give or take, I don't really. I guess it comes down to me not caring. But at the same point, if there is, that's neat. I can't say that I would believe any of it. So,
are we allowed to swear on here? I should have asked that.
I've been swearing the whole time. Yeah. So. Oh, by the way, I'm Nathan Metz.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm
from Madison, Wisconsin now. I was born in a town called Butternut, Wisconsin.
Butternut.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into my act, though. You guys can listen to what that town's about there.
So you just say two cities, now you're better than me. Is that how this works?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, I'm just surprised you have a microphone in your hand and you haven't talked about your hemorrhoids yet.
No, you popped them good last week, so that was gone.
The Preparation H is working
well.
You
got the stain out of your teeth.
That sure burst like a cherry, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Nice lozenge.
Was it menthol flavored in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, that was back in my Newport days.
The new In a past life, were you a pimp, Jake? I mean, like,
lived in Thailand, and they showed me how to smoke a cigarette through my ass. Porn stars did. Which that's just a weird transition. I'm sure you guys are thrown off by. But I watched that documentary on YouTube about how it's an industry over there.
The ass smoking.
Well, I mean, girls do it through whatever orifice, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing. Monkeys, really? They teach monkeys how to smoke cigs, and they teach girls how to, like, mostly the prostitutes and the strippers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The ones that make money, okay. Good, good, that's yeah. Good. The ones that have careers.
Is that a teachable skill, or is that hereditary? Do you, like, pick that up from your parents?
I would think if it's like, around the house, you'd be very good at it.
I think right after they tell you Santa doesn't exist, the mom takes you in the other room and is like, all right, you're going to start smoking right now. Well, you have beautiful teeth. We're not ruining them yet.
Oh, you're smoking now? Well, you're going to smoke the whole pack in front of me.
Do you think it gets a smoker's cough after a while and just queefing?
You're not supposed to smoke when you're pregnant, ma'am.
Not even through my vagina?
Especially not through the vagina.
Not through the vagina.
Clear hit through her asshole.
God. Well, that would make a nice
series,
though.
Your prostate has lung cancer, sir.
I'm surprised your asshole can breathe anymore. Look at... I thought them's were polyps. Look at this.
I thought you had some toilet paper stuck on there. That's a tar bar in your clit. I think you forgot that last week. You need to get that checked out.
I'm going to have to make you a referral for this. I have
one of those little cigarella wooden pins on the end so you're playing like a flute.
That would be nice.
I tried to quit recently, and I just put one of those patches on my colon. So that's been working.
It's long trips are not good, though.
I thought
long
I was trips, to get a buzz, yeah.
That's like heavy flagellants now because you've given it up. It's just starting to shake loose again. I got the ass phlegm. There's no
oh, God. Start hawking.
Anyway, moving on. So let's
how do we move on?
Let's
from
begin.
That?
I guess where the I guess I don't know. I saw both of you essentially start, so I'll take good credit for that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I guess actually each of you. So now, Nate, you started like years ago, and you're both fucking young. I should comment on that too. When you're 21 and 24.
I'm 23.
23 and 21.
I'm 21.
Yeah. Okay. He's the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nathan, where did you actually start again?
Oh, okay.
Let's
so
run this down.
Let's
from the
run
top.
It down.
From the top.
Well, I was born in a small town called Butternut. No, we're past that. That's right.
I was born a small white child in Butternut.
Well, my mom passed out behind Fuddruckers one night. God. And
oh, man, I wish Butternut had a Fuddruckers. Anyway.
I'd still be there.
Anyway, my first time doing stand-up was at a place called Pockets. And that was in Fond du Lac, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I was 16 at the time, and I said I was going to go do a shift at Orange Julius, the place where I worked at.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
And I drove down to Fond du Lac in my old 1999 Ford Ranger, and I did my first set, and it went awful. They were like, go up and do 3 minutes. I told 1 minute of jokes, and then there was silence in the bar. Like,
so nothing much has changed?
Yeah,
so
nothing has changed.
You just have one time of silence.
And I drive a nice car now.
You just got a better car. Transportation's upgraded.
That was my first time doing it. And then the time I got back into comedy was a week before Dairyland's first Dairyland Brew Pub is where we do our open mics. It was a week before that, and I did a show in Oshkosh. I did an open mic there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was recommended to go to Dairyland, and I've been going to Dairyland ever since and just building the act. So there was a good long break between the two times, but
yeah. Interesting. I like that. Jake, yourself?
I started at Green Room there, DePere.
Yeah.
First time I was going there a couple of times. That's where I met Greg Willett. Shout out to Greg Willett. Whole reason I even got into comedy. Talked with him a little bit. And I said, well, how do I get into doing this? Because I'm kind of interested in doing it. I think I was maybe 20 at the time. This is just before my 21st birthday. And I said, I'm interested in doing it. I have like 3 hours of material, because that's how you are when you first start. You're like,
course,
oh, I've got like
right.
Carlin level hours, notebooks of material. And he's like, I'll tell you what, contact the owner. We'll get you 5 minutes or something. This is back when they did the open mic
right.
still. Mm-hmm. I was one of the last open micers at that place. So Thursdays after.
Yeah, they stopped it after you showed up.
I like, don't blame them at all.
We've seen enough.
I brought them to their knees. With my Mike Tyson running a fast food joint impression. It was awful. Even the premise sucks. Yeah. But, yeah, I did the open mic there, and it was, oh, yeah, I agree with Nate. It was awful. I thought it was going to go really great, and I actually kind of blacked out as I went up there. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And I did maybe 5 minutes. I couldn't even tell you. And I got off, and it traumatized me for a few months. And I knew I wanted to do it, but I just... It baffled me how guys went up there and did it every night, like yeah. especially the New York guys, do it every single night, and how they hang out and do stuff before a show. It's like, hey, let's go to the mall. I would have to take a whole day and prepare mentally
yeah,
just
yeah.
to do this 5 minutes. So I was a student at Whitewater. That's where I graduated from. Shout out to UW-Dub. And I would do the open mics there once a month.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, yeah.
I really
yeah.
busted my comedy hymen there. And there you get 15 minutes.
Oh, geez.
15
wow.
minutes. And this is my second time on stage in front of college kids.
Like three people that show up each week?
I mean, 80.
Really? Oh, my what? God.
They would pack the house because this is an open forum open mic. So
oh,
it was music,
so it was...
poetry, comedy.
Okay.
So I was the only comedian at one time. Nobody did comedy other than me, so I would do 15 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
Every single time. And it was mostly off the top of my head, just telling the stories that I thought was funny. And I bombed so bad, dude. College is really the death of comedy, for real. The best ones don't go. Even Seinfeld doesn't go there because he said they're too PC and he's like the king of clean.
Yeah.
And I just ate it for 5 straight months and I would keep one joke that would work, one joke that's not. That Seal's Face joke I have is the first joke that ever worked that I kept.
Yeah.
That I wrote there. And yeah, then I just started coming to your open mics. I would do Sherrytown with Tyler.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, and that was fun. Well, I mean, it was a good summer. I think he just got tired of.
If you're new,
to deal with it all, but...
that's the place to start.
Yeah,
I don't
know, yeah.
Have you done Sherrytown? I've done Sherrytown.
I've
a few
done
times.
Sherrytown for a new person. If you want to know if you can take it or not and get into this, that's the place. A bar well, when the Brewers are on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a staple guy who's too drunk there. He's just way too drunk.
That's also the staff. But
right. Yeah, he works there.
We're all thinking of the same guy, too. That tall
yeah.
guy?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I like that place because I could try like experimental like army stuff. Like when I would try new army jokes to see if they were relatable or not, I'd tell them there to the other comedians. And if I got these blank stares for the whole time,
oh,
I knew I wouldn't
sure.
tell the joke again.
Yeah,
like I've got some material that makes me sound really cool. But then when I tell it on stage, it just sounds like I'm bragging about something stupid I've done.
Well, I guess if you can pull it off, that's yeah. fine. Remember, were you I'm trying to remember? There were some really kick-ass Sherrytown evenings, but there were also some that just sucked. Sherrytown was a little bar in Neenah, Wisconsin, that our friend Tyler Sitar had put together an open mic there, and it was really a bunch of just. Local drunks that were just happy to listen to other people's worries if they'd pay attention, and a lot of times they weren't paying attention. So you're just bouncing off your shit to other comics, which made it kind of fun. So
it's really fun. You could develop some bad habits, though.
Yeah,
at least I did. I was working pretty blue.
Yeah,
but yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
because then you just go for it. You kind of work towards the back of the room at that point. You're trying to just become the comics comic. And then I would take that material and go to like a general. And then I would bring that stuff to DePere. Well, that room is a little more DePere. And eat it for like 10, 12 minutes at a time. These people give me blank stares like, oh, I don't know why he's talking about lube for that long. Half of his set.
I love the DePere room because at the DePere room you can do kind of more alt comedy stuff and people will get it.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
It's more
if the crowd's right.
Yeah, if the crowd's right. Because yeah. sometimes you get those artsy people that are like, ooh, let's go check out the comedy night. And that's my
right.
artsy voice. And then I'll do a joke about like Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars, and it'll kill there, but it'll never work anywhere else ever again.
As it should.
Right. It should die there.
Yeah, also, like any NASCAR material doesn't hold up in De Pere. It just
no.
No.
But Sherrytown, you'd hit. That would be great.
Right. Exactly.
Except, oh, I sure like watching that Dale Earnhardt crash. That was great. Best scene alive TV. And then, you know, you need to be helped out of the room. A bunch of rednecks. But oh,
yeah, that's their God. Jesus. You can't insult that guy.
Well, right. Yeah,
he died on the cross that day.
He did.
He just nailed him to the boards. I learned something about Dale Earnhardt that day, though. I guess his reputation was that he refused the safety equipment.
I guess that was part of it, yeah.
He didn't want the head harness. He didn't want the... They changed seat belts. He didn't want that one either. He was kind of
really?
Clint Eastwood, like, I'm a man. I'm just going to ride this thing to the death. And he did.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, if he hits his head hard enough on the steering wheel, he's going to be a man of the fans because he'll talk just like him. Oh, my vocabulary.
My teeth. What am I going to bite my sister's nipples with now? Teeth. My teeth. Teeth. I've often tried to use the word teeth with an F at the end. I can't carry it.
We're all way too white teef. To even ironically use that.
Teeth sounds like if a gay couple adopted a son and gave it a name, its name would be teeth.
Teeth.
This is Teeth Gregor. He's our vegan son. We adopted him from Somalia. Teef is just shaking his head. He's had enough.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be the new Todd in 20 years. Yeah. Something like that. Teef, Tegan, all those
oh,
names.
Yeah. Who's the actor that was, he was on that 70s show. He goes by the name of Topher.
Topher.
Topher. Oh,
yeah, Topher. Yeah, but his first name is Christopher. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, seriously?
It's the second half of Christopher. It's
right.
Topher.
Yeah, well, I use the first half of my mind's name, same fucking name. Easy ass bag.
Heard
wants
it
to
here
be different.
First. Christopher Olsen now wants to be known as Topher Olsen.
No, Toffee.
Toffee.
Big Toffee. That's my street name.
You are
name.
What you eat.
So I was having lunch with Big Toffee, and I hears the news. That would actually be fitting, actually. Yeah.
If you ever do a Def Jam set, you're Toffee Olsen.
You're Big Toffee, yeah.
I gotta find a DJ for that though. I'd have to, you know, unless Kid Capri is still free. He's still alive, isn't he?
Kid Capri? I believe
Kid
so.
Capri.
Gotta be.
I'm saying that with zero knowledge.
Yeah. I'm going to look right
sure
now.
He's still alive.
Kid Capri. Okay, yeah, doesn't seem to be dead, so that's good. That kind of warms my day. Oh, he's still actively working. Got a website. Oh, African American and Italian descent. Well, go figure.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That must be quite the family reunion.
Mm. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right. Dead Air is good. Let's mark that down.
It's the name of my first special, Dead Air. It's
Dead
just
Air.
An hour of silence. Is this the wrong night? No, you just suck. Yeah, okay.
No, it's just, oh, boy, he's really having a tough time up there. No, he's actually really doing well.
He's
this
murdering.
Is the best he's ever been.
He's on his A game, that's a fact.
There it is again.
There it is, Dead Air. That's a moment of silence for Jake Shane's comedy career.
Oh, for God's sake. You guys are going to actually have careers. I likely won't, so just hinge on that. I mean, I'm about to peak, and then that's going to be it. That's it.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, when one of us makes it, we're like going to have Christopher Olsen on our sitcom or whatever we get as our recurring character.
It'd be great. Just the at that point, it'd be perfectly fitting to be like the angry neighbor.
And Christopher Olsen with the TV credit, Guy Shoveling Driveway.
Oh.
Guy Shoveling Driveway.
Yeah, yeah. I'd take that. Well, especially if like you went like several hundred episodes and I was always shoveling. The residuals I'd get off of that.
Syndication
would be badass. Never a speaking role, but man, that was a smooth operation.
Every once in a while, you hear in the far background, you just hear you cursing, like, God damn it!
That'd be nice, yeah. Check my 3 cent residuals every week, that'd be great.
I like that your family upstairs just heard me yell, God damn it. They're probably thinking something's wrong.
They usually don't pay attention.
Oh,
so,
good.
Because if I say, God damn it, pick up your whatever, they don't listen.
Should I yell it?
If anything,
you
let,
you
right
let they may say something now. What do I need to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, like, speaking of making it, I don't think I'm going to make it. I think you have the marketability to make it because you're all fucking pretty or whatever.
Well, yeah. So yeah. Nathan's a very good-looking chap. Yeah. Well, for the most part, I guess. Very, very nice eye candy. Keeps himself in shape. He's the polar opposite of I. But you know, I mean, Jake. You know, Jake's got a nice supple ass though too. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going for you.
I work on it. I had two Burger King spicy chickens today, which that usually goes straight.
Was
there.
It back to back, or did you have another craving later in the day?
No, it's worse than both of what you just said.
Okay,
you combined them into one.
Ride this
I
out.
Stacked them.
No,
I did. I stacked them. I went to Burger King on my lunch. I've only got 30 minutes for lunch. I was driving around. I pull into Burger King. I said, hey, God. I'd like two spicy chicken sandwiches. And she's like, two. That's all she said.
Two?
Said, yep. All right. Like, it'll be such and such of the window. So I get it. I take the bun off. I'm a two-bun guy. I'm not four-bun in it.
Okay.
So I take the chicken and the tomato, put it on the other sandwich.
Okay.
And I kill myself.
Yeah, that's the meal that people on death row eat right before they get the chair, because that'll kill them before the chair.
It's like... yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you'd have to if that were to be introduced into legislation. I mean, it would cost a lot less because each sandwich is like a dollar, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot cheaper than lethal injection medication.
Yeah, Ohio's considering it right now. I don't know if Ohio is.
I thought it'd be like a southern state. Just like eat all the Chick-fil-A you want. Of course, you can't have it on Sunday, but.
As long as you're not gay or whatever their motto is. I think that's what Chick-fil-A is about.
Eat more chicken. Don't be gay. Yeah.
I love Chick-fil-A. They're always so nice to me there. And then they see me at the window.
I'm
and they
sure
go,
you're a
this
cute
guy's
white
dressed,
guy.
Yeah. Well, I show up at the window to get my order, and they're like, yeah, this guy's dressed very gay.
Just toss you a chicken bone, tell him you shove it up your ass. <It's>,
why'd you order two sandwiches? One's for my boyfriend.
They would probably completely believe you and then not serve you.
I know.
Don't figure you'd be stuffing cock meat in your mouth.
Let's go to Arby's.
I can have that meat on Sundays.
God.
The problem with how I talk, I think, and I'm very self-conscious about this, I talk like a very metro northerner. Like, people listen to me talk and they go, that guy is probably progressive. But when I talk the way I do down south, they're like, that guy likes dick. That guy likes a lot of dick.
Bothers me that they're that confident. Like, I think they've got something in their closet too that they kind of know.
Probably. Yeah. They know from experience.
I'm sure you're on the list of someone to deliverance you. I'm sure.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Yeah. Yeah.
You had a Chick-fil-A and you hear fucking banjo music.
Squeal for me, boy.
Next thing you know, you're in the back of an F-150. I like this movie already. This is great.
This is the opening scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You have to
lead
off with this.
Yeah. Scene one. I don't understand the obsession with the dollar menu stuff. I've never tried the I used to like the double cheeseburgers. I haven't had any fast food now in. Oh, there was a breakfast incident. That's right. I was coming back from, was it Madison? Anyway, I had a breakfast burrito from McDonald's. But I haven't had, I can't remember the last time I had like a Big Mac. I don't remember. So.
That's awesome.
What is
thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
It's very brave of you.
So, your turn? Good. It's like a meeting. So yeah, I've been clean several months. I don't know.
When's the last time you had frozen yogurt?
Me?
Yeah, you look a frozen yogurt guy.
I don't like sweets all that much. That's why I left. I left Chris a box of caramels that I got from
Randall's. That was great.
My family sent me just a bunch of candy, and I ate maybe two, and I was like the extent for the year. I was like, okay, I'll leave these for Chris. He'll enjoy these, and so I'm not really that much of a sweets kind of guy. Yeah, so
I gave him a carrot cake the other day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think we're secretly just feeding him full of sweets. He's not telling anybody.
You just want me to, like, diabetically go into a coma.
And then he plugs it with, it's been a long time since I had some sweets, you know? Give him a whole carrot cake.
He's only 50 pounds away from fluffy material.
Oh, yeah. The second you go Hawaiian shirts, the second you bust out the Jimmy Buffett shirts, it's over, Chris.
and a nice bucket hat. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Like, I'm grooming you to be the star of Bud Light commercials.
Oh, that would, well, I could already do that, I'm sure. But yeah, actually, the chocolates you left me, where were we? Oh, that was the Hatley show.
Yeah.
Lisa's at Lakeside. Yeah, so it was you and I and Sitar, and you left them in my car. And I was on my way to Madison. It was Tina and I, and I thought, wow, I was kind of hungry. There's got to be something in here. And there was a damn box of Easter chocolates you had there yet. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So I brought them up to the hotel, and yeah, I had like one. But yeah, that like, you know, curbed the sweet tooth. And then it was, yeah, that previous week, Jake brought me the rest of the carrot cake.
Yeah, I did. I saved a piece of carrot cake for at least 4 days. And if you know anything about my dad, he's obsessed with sweets.
Okay.
So the that it even made it that long is amazing.
Amazing. What did he say? How far is Hatley?
Yeah, he asked me how far is Hatley, like what the intent of. I'm going to eat that. You're going to have to go
you
get
have
another
to go
one.
Go get another one.
No.
Was he just sweating looking at the fridge?
Bro, you know what he did? He had to go buy a box of brownies just to curb his craving.
Oh, that's fucking great.
The carrot cake. Why he just didn't go buy a carrot cake is the. That totally represents.
Yeah, there
why
are
he's,
grocery stores that have pre-made cakes that you could just go get a carrot cake.
Just go buy a carrot cake. Right. We've got a bakery in that grocery store. No, it goes by brownies or whatever. I am his son, so I'm sure I'm still chip off the old block. But.
You're going to have to get some brownies someday to crave that carrot cake hankering you might have.
What does it mean? Like, I just want to eat healthier, and then I go buy gas station soup for lunch every day. That really clicked just now. I just had an epiphany with you guys. That really was depressing.
Trying to eat right, but boy, I can't pass up that Wednesday chili. That's some good stuff.
Throw a scoop of mac and cheese in there too. Mm.
Oh, it shocks.
When I was exactly the same age as you guys, I was in my early 20s. It was like first job. Well, it was like second job I had out of college. Down the road from this place of employment was a gas station. So I mean, it was like a Cenex. Or, I don't know, maybe it was a Shell or something like that. But they had a deli in there, and they'd have, like, a daily special. And so it was always, like, $3.99 or $4.99. And it was always something different every day. But to shorten the length of this, this can go on for a while in that you're in there, you pop in, like, twice a week, and you're eating their food, their special that they have. But they get to know you. And then they remember the shit you like to then where if you just pop in, oh, well, say you stop in for a cup of coffee in the morning. Guess what's here this afternoon? Yeah, it's the shepherd's pie again. This is going to be nice. Oh, great. So I got to come back. Yeah.
That's so depressing when they get to know awesome. You.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially at a drive through where they don't see your face. That happened to me at Subway where I got the turkey bacon guacamole every day with sriracha sauce.
Yeah.
Instead of the ranch. So I'd go through, hey, turkey bacon, guacamole, sriracha. All right, come up.
Yeah.
This happened like 6 days in a row. But that, that sixth day, it was, hey, can I have the turkey bacon, guacamole wrap? And she goes, do you want sriracha on that? She said it in a way where it kind of turned me on.
I'm sure.
Like, oh, she remembered me. But then it was so sad. I'm that guy to her. If she ever sees me in public, I'm now the turkey bacon, guacamole, sriracha guy. Yeah, it comes in every single day and gets it. Like I'd like to reproduce with that.
There's a joke somewhere about Jared Fogle in that series of stories.
One can hope. Well, yeah, I don't know. This is it was all recent, so it's past Jared. So I don't know. Maybe you're the next sriracha spokesperson.
I'm sure they're looking for another like success story now that their old one is what it is. Yeah. So you could be that story, Jake. You could be like
I don't think they're hinging on signing anyone as a spokesperson anymore. They really got the bad end of that deal.
They filled their quota. I think I'm going to be the guy out of AA. I'm the only one who ever did anything with their life. I think I'll be that spokesperson. The It Gets Better guy for AA.
That would be cool. I mean, actually, that'd be a pretty good story.
I start those classes tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, really?
Where you go in and they have a beer. Like, yeah, you like this beer? You want this beer, Tubbs? And they just shove it in my face. Trying to fear monger like Clockwork Orange me out of liking beer. I can't wait. Just me and 640-year-olds. Oh, yeah, that's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be a good day. Good day.
You're like, I rode my bicycle here today, so I can't have that beer.
I might be the only one without a bicycle.
No.
From what I've been told, these guys are over the hill.
Okay.
These are guys that, yeah, 9 maybe DUIs.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Cream of the crop.
I mean, yeah, that's. That's unfortunate. But yeah, I'm sure that they have to got to take the class. And but boy, yeah, seven. You read some of these like 7th, 8th, and 9th time. I don't understand why they're.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, I don't know. How are you still alive? I guess is what I'm thinking, but I don't know.
Well, some of these guys too. I know that bicycles do count as a motor vehicle.
Correct. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They could get a DUI on a
but
bicycle.
It's there's a different charge to it. It's not like a full on DUI.
Okay.
It's still an operating while intoxicated, so it's an OWI. But you're not using. You're not using highway, roadways, things like that. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but I think the charge is less if you're riding a bicycle. It might be just, I don't know, public drunkenness. I don't know. That's a good 1940s charge right there. Mm. He was drunk in public.
And he was on a shady side of the street.
He was on the other side of the tracks, I tell you. Yeah, see?
We are. Kicked out of the circus.
My question is, if you get pulled over on a bicycle and you pulled over for operating while intoxicated, do they put a blow start on the bicycle, and how do they do that?
I don't know. Why don't you find out? I already have one in my car. I'm doing my part, Nate. You got to pick up the pace.
Jake, even if I was pulled over for that, they wouldn't give me one. I'm too beautiful. All right, I'd flirt my way out of that.
Oh, no. There's a cop out there somewhere that wants to see you get pegged in the can. That's
some
for
redheaded
sure.
State trooper broad with hips too big. She's going to push her seat all the way back just to squeeze her fat ass inside of it.
God. I'll have to put new tires on my Dodge Dart.
I'm sure I'll get pulled over tomorrow and some redheaded state trooper will come up to me and be like, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah. I heard what you said. No, that's right. Nate just moved to Madison. And then I guess what's the other shtick you got? What is it you do? Oh, yeah, you're a military guy. That's
yeah.
Good. Yeah,
he's really keeping us safe.
Right,
it's only half my saving act.
Keeping everybody safe in Butternut. That's
yeah,
nice.
Right. I'm in the National Guard, so I'm a militia.
I'm a militia.
When does the National Guard get called up to go to the border and to shovel snow when it gets too
right.
deep?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So you're doing the 3 months in Maryland and then to Madison, or is that kind of a, you don't know yet?
Nah, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah,
because that may have a twist to it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We'll address that one later.
You're just waiting on information.
Yeah.
Just like any good soldier.
Absolutely. You
know, waiting for your papers.
Yeah, our Army song should include the line, hurry up and wait in there somewhere.
That's what I've heard, though. Like, just anything, just, you know, any sort of processing of any sort is just takes forever. It's just a roundabout that never ends, I guess.
When they make new Call of Duty games and they're getting rid of these load screens, like, you get a screen while it's loading the game. Like, and they're trying to make them shorter. I'm like, that just makes it less realistic, because during those load screens, the soldiers are going in and getting doctor checkups, and they're qualifying on their rifles, and they're running, and they're doing all this stupid stuff, and they're sitting on a class about how, you know, how to treat other people in the Army. It's very, that's all going on between the battles of Call of Duty.
Beat people with soap socks. That part looks fun. None of the other stuff looks fun, but the hazing looks cool.
The hazing looks to be the best part to me. Yeah. I can't tell you the times I've woken up in the middle of the night wondering, why didn't I get hazed from my country?
The best part was, it wasn't like the hazing from other soldiers, because that was just like stupid stuff. It's like, it's recreating whatever you've seen in movies. The best part, though, is that what the drill sergeants came up with, because their whole job is to come up with ways to punish you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And,
yeah.
So, I mean, we had this one thing where if we messed around, we had to go down in, like, to this deep squat position, right? And we had to put our hands out in front of us and make, like, knife hands. So, like, you have your palms, like, flat out and your fingers flat out.
Is this yoga that you're doing? Or what?
Right. But I mean, and they were at our sides. And then you would walk forward and you'd move your hands forward with your while you're in that squat. And you'd have to say, click, clank, I'm a tank. Click, clank, I'm a tank, as you walk, and they don't tell you when to stop. You just go. And it can go on for an hour. Just,
oh, God.
Click, clank, I'm a tank.
That sounds
awful.
Terrible.
It was really bad.
Did anybody do anything like pick a pickle up with your butt cheeks or something?
No.
No?
I think I'd take a bar of soap to the balls before I do the
click, clank,
I'm a tank.
We had this thing called 30-second shower drills. So we'd line up outside the showers. There's 55 guys in my platoon at basic training. And we'd turn all the showers on, and they had to be on cold. And there were 15 shower heads. So the first 15 guys would rush into the shower, and the rest of us would have to count down from 30 in unison while those guys were in the shower. And that's how long they had to shower. So while we're in line counting down from 30, we're like putting soap on ourselves. And like to save time, you're all naked in line. Like there's no way to go about this with like hiding any of your shame or anything like that. You're just like lathering up. And then if you didn't count down in unison or you're going too fast or too slow, you had to do push-ups for 30 seconds. All so, you know, up, down is 1 second. Which if you're in the shower is great because you get longer to do it.
Sure.
I mean, it's terrible. And then when I was going in the showers, I'm like, God, this is awful, but I got to come up with some way to like make it better. So I wrote the 30-second shower song while I was in the shower.
And, how did that go?
It went it's the 30-second shower song. If you know the words, you can sing along, but the chorus is already come and gone. It's the 30-second shower song. It's only 30 seconds long. And that was it. That was the whole song. And one day the drill sergeant heard me singing that, and he made my buddies learn it. And I was hazed after that.
No shit.
Yeah, it was a really bad day for me.
I would say the recoil on that would be pretty rough.
Yeah, that song is copywritten by me? Copywritten. Yeah, it's my song, so don't go stealing it, Muse or
Green
Day.
That song?
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, it's no wonder Rush is not scared of us anymore.
If you say it right now on this podcast, no one can take that song from me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody's going to fight you either. It's not because you're in the army. It's because, you're going to have it.
You wait. It's going to be Lady Gaga's next hit.
Oh, I don't know if anybody wants to envision Lady Gaga in the shower for 30 seconds. You'd have to find somebody, like Springsteen could probably pull it off.
That'd be a good Springsteen song.
30 seconds in the shower. I do a
soaped up in the shower.
Yeah.
So, and it was a bunch of nights of the 30-second shower drills that I do now with basic training. It's awesome. Being in the Army is great. It's not at all bad.
No, I give you crap for it. I couldn't do it. Even basic. I don't have the balls to do it.
I think, you've said, though, once you're past basic training, that's like the worst part of it. After that, it's
yeah, once,
it's okay.
Once you're through the training, it's like, I'm a broadcast journalist with them, so like I make videos and stuff for the Army. Like I'm on the Army, the National Guard YouTube channel for Wisconsin National Guard.
So
it's all, I'm just working on like recruiting materials and getting stories out and all that other cool stuff and like documenting,
obtaining more people
really cool.
For the militia.
We're a militia.
Hiding guns and in boxes, taking them up to the mountains and I don't know.
What are you talking about? Is this
That's
your
what
plan?
Militias do.
You a leftover from Waco?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Ted Kaczynski. Yeah. I still got rights to the cabin. I try to do some of my best writing.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I kid. I don't know the guy.
I would hope not.
No, he was one of the. Wasn't he one of the guys that was a part of the acid studies at Harvard? I think it was Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Like that part of the MK Ultra thing, or what?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know if Harvard was doing the exact same thing, but Ted Kaczynski, I guess, was one of the guys that was a study. They just pumped him full of LSD for a long time.
Yeah.
And then wonder why he snapped.
You know, you think he, you either
can't wonder
snap
why.
From that or be an open mic comic. Like, there's only two avenues.
Yeah, you're gonna
take phone calls from clients halfway through a show or somebody's set.
What was the group in Idaho? What was the name of it? It was a hill or something, right?
Oh, the militia. Did the government actually go in there and clean them up? Or was that Oregon?
Clean them up is the nicest.
They did.
Way
yeah,
to
that's
put
what.
That.
Yeah,
clean them up.
God, what was the name of the? What was Fix the name the problem. Of the? What was the hell the name of them? It was I don't remember. But yeah, the government went in and told them that, oh no, you gotta like get out. And then shots were fired and it got ugly and they lost a bunch of people, which was horseshit. Like they weren't doing anything wrong. They were pressing a crappy message, but they really were not doing anything wrong. So yeah.
I don't know anything about it, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I don't follow politics at all.
I was just going to ask if you could tell me my medium of where I'm going with this.
I just need a shtick once I'm out of the army, so maybe I should join one of those groups. Just with a good message, you know?
You'd be a real good leader.
I got to start with the guys who wear nice shirts. Come take our land.
Yeah. It'd be swell, like recruiting. You're just now recently able to vote young men. Just come with me. Yes.
Yeah. Join men.
I bought a plot of land. Let's go there. And let's. Our flag is going to be a nice button-up shirt and an AR-15. We are not going to pay taxes because that's theft.
That's exactly
we'll
right.
live off the land.
It's just the basement of an Anytime Fitness.
That's our first meeting spot.
It's here for now. Everyone has to start from the ground.
Right.
That's right.
We'll build our way.
One of the weirdos that listens to this podcast is going to go, that's a really good idea. Just a bunch of liberal, like-minded young men who wear nice shirts.
Okay. No, it's probably going to offend somebody out there. My mom was a shirt.
Or the shirt militia was my idea. I came up with that joke at a Ponderosa 9 years ago. You can't steal that. Fucking Christ. So you have hope. I've got anger. So it's just that.
Rebellions are built on hope. Whatever that line from Star Wars is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good call.
Yeah. I'm just going to try to throw in as many like mentionable things that are popular right now. So that just, maybe yeah. one
all
of, hashtag
all, of, all the various different pop culture references we can make.
This guy says Star Wars once in the podcast. You got to listen to him. He's a total nerd.
Chappaquiddick. That's my input. That's all I got.
Yeah, there's going to be a. I see there's a new Captain America movie. I'm trying to think of shit.
It's the Avengers, you simpleton.
See? The Avengers. See, I don't watch it. I have not watched any of that. I guess I watched Iron Man and Iron Man 1 and that or mm-hmm. 1 and 2 rather. And that's been it. Yeah. Star Wars, well, I mean, I grew up with Star Wars, so those are fun. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's grown up with Star Wars. The only people that didn't grow up with Star Wars grew up with the, like, Dust Bowl. Like, that was the last generation to not have Star Wars.
Yeah, that's, wow. I never thought of it like that. That's true.
Yeah, think about it. It's,
right. That, I mean, even as, like, you know, older adults, I guess they, you know, into the 70s, they would have known of Star Wars, but probably, yeah, they probably didn't see it.
The guillotine was used as a form of execution for the last time in France as A New Hope was in theaters there.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, that's a real fact. Wow.
That's like when my dad was alive.
Yeah, that was like the 70s.
Well, yeah, it was the late 70s. It was 77 the first one right. came out. Yeah. 78 maybe. Yeah, because I was my dad took me to see it. I was 3, something like that. Yeah.
40 years? That's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Guillotine.
The guillotine.
That's how I want
oh,
to go.
Oh, how we've progressed.
Yeah, look what they did to Gaddafi. They really escalated. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, The Force Awakens was in theaters.
Used to be quick and painless, and they just stab him in the anus now. That's all they do.
That's all they do. So tell me, where you guys you guys got some gigs coming up? Yes. Oh, where are you going to be soon here, Jake?
I'll be at Green Room Lounge, De Pere, this Thursday, 8 p.m., and then I'm going to be at Stevens Point at Kristen's Riverwalk Tyler Sitar. And you're coming?
I'm there.
You're going to be there. And
there,
Sean Patrick Moore.
Correct. Yeah. And, Brooke Whitehead, our buddy Brooke, is putting that together. Indeed. Mr. Metz, yourself?
I don't have anything coming down the line right now. Yeah, I'm just working
on... So you're completely bookable.
Yeah, I'm completely bookable. if you want a beautiful face to come tell mediocre jokes, I'm the guy for you.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm okay. I'm okay at this comedy thing.
It's all right. You'll be fine.
But no,
You're too excited about it.
I'm going to plug my Instagram right here.
Go ahead.
My friends and I, we're running the Madison Marathon this next year. And we started a running / drinking / just all around really good, really funny like Instagram page, and it's called Running From Our Problems. So give that a follow, because it's a bunch of us sweating and working out, but also a lot of good like places to go drink recommendations, like breweries in Madison and whatnot.
How far can you run in a closet?
That'd be like my marathon would be like run around the house.
Yeah. But that's it. Right. Run to the fridge. All those cliches.
I can cut the grass. That's a good marathon. That's a long one for me.
I've got the runs a goo. There it is. I'm running on that one.
Is this the end, Chris? Are we ending this podcast right now?
We can. Yeah, we get. Well, we
gotta, no, we don't have we to. Gotta... I just don't want it to end on me plugging an Instagram.
You can plug something else and plug your Twitter.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm at Really Great Nate on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at Nathan Metz on Facebook. Yeah, I do lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, go check
Oh, and follow
out.
Man Bits Comedy on Facebook. That's another
Absolutely.
Thing. Or on Twitter, wherever.
Yeah, that is a good...
Man Bits Comedy, you'll see a profile pic of Nate and I.
That's I guess, a good one. Yeah. I like that.
Man Bits.
It is.
Also, real quick, next Tuesday, I am at Sturgeon Bay with Tyler Sitar. And then when am I doing Hagemeister Park? I think May 11th.
Oh, yeah. You will like that a lot. That is a lovely place.
I love Hagemeister Park. The first time I performed at Hagemeister Park, the comedians went up with these big, huge like steins of beer.
Yeah, I was there. It was beautiful.
Yeah. The goal was to finish it before we got off stage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing. I was just barely legal drinking that. That was my introduction.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice place, awesome. Though. It's fantastic.
I've heard it's a great time. John Egan was nice enough to invite me to do that. So
yeah, you will enjoy immensely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, fellas, anything else?
That's it for me. Follow Jake Shane on Facebook. I rarely post, but you can see I usually just promote where I'm at, so you can follow that.
Yeah.
And you can find me at a local Quick Trip getting lunch, getting some soup.
Getting soup.
Don't approach him. He's hungry. He'll bite you.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you very much.
You had a blast.
Hey there, this is Myrtle Harrison. You're listening to You Don't Say. Also, check out my book, Just Because I'm Ugly Don't Mean I Don't Get Horny.
Hey, Ma, what's with the wash machine?
Listen, I told you. I've been watching my stories on it.